You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by MLB.tv. It's baseball everywhere.
Hey everyone, welcome to MLB.com Extras. I'm Tim McMaster talking Baltimore Orioles baseball with MLB.com O's reporter Brittany Giroli. The O's have dropped out of playoff contention, really barring an amazing turnaround in the final month of the season, Brittany, but they showed on Tuesday night they can still be a spoiler, and it seems like Buck Showalter managed teams are never going to kind of play out the string. They're always going to play hard till the end, and he seems to find a way to get his teams into that spoiler role, doesn't he?
He does. I mean, I think they'd like to be playing better than they're certainly have played over the last few weeks, but I don't expect this team to give up, like you said. They're kind of a proud team. And again, keep in mind, they have a lot of free agents that are playing for next season as well. And so I think that this is a team that's going to try to at least play some 500 baseball to finish out the season.
Chris Davis with another big home run on Tuesday night, and he's had a big month of September so far. He's in one of those locked-in streaks again.
He is, and this is a pretty long streak for him. If you look over probably the last 12 days, he's really been locked in. And he's the guy that they have who they know can carry the team through stretches. And this has really been a time of need, and Chris Davis has delivered. I mean, twice over the last 7 days, he's given out a big win. And those have been really few and hard to come by over the last couple weeks for that. So they've been able to look at Chris Davis, point to him as kind of a bright spot over this stretch. And you're Chris Davis, a guy who's set to hit the free agent market for the first time in his career. This surge cannot come at a better time. I mean, it is the end of the season. He's already eclipsed the 40 home run mark, got well over 100 RBIs. He's really, really making a name for himself and setting himself up quite well for a nice payday.
Yeah, and maybe unfortunately for Orioles fans, pricing himself out of their plans as far as the future goes. When you look at the struggles the team's had lately over the last few weeks where they've kind of fallen out of contention, is there anything specific you can kind of point to as the reason for the struggles?
This year?
Yeah.
I think it's a combination of things, honestly, Tim. I think Marquez and Nelson Cruz were two of their best on-base percentage guys. They let them go, didn't replace them. And so that's really contributed to some of the offensive struggles. They've always been a all-or-nothing type of offense, but it's really been a lot more of nothing than all, especially lately. And also on the pitching front, they relied on a lot of guys who had career years last year, such as Bud Norris, who won 16 games. Was so bad this year, they had to take him out of rotation, designate him for assignment. And Chris Tillman had a great year last year, really struggled in the first half of the season. Miguel Gonzalez wasn't the same guy. And they don't have a whole lot of other pitching options. They didn't have a lot of depth at AAA Norfolk, guys they felt confident inserting. So this season, the moves they made, or in previous years, those guys played over their head, and really every guy who came off the team sparked the team. It didn't happen this year. And the band who kept under the radar, smaller type of signings, you know, the Travis Snyders, things like that. He didn't really work out. Everett Cabrera. These are guys who, in years past for the Orioles, could have been like a Steve Pierce type of guy. Really came out of nowhere, helped interject this club with a little bit of life, and that's puzzled in the case. So it's really been a combination of multiple different things.
When you look at the last week, Nolan Reimold, promoted on Sunday, comes through with a pair of hits and a home run. What did he take from the short stay that he had in AAA?
He was there for most of the year. So I think he kind of learned from that a little bit. And certainly when he was designated for assignment again and then cleared waivers, it was kind of understood that he was going to be back up here with this club. And he's kind of more road. So neck surgeries that have ended the season and back-to-back years, he's a guy who's always had that power potential. They always felt that it was there, which is not a matter of consistently putting it together. And it's been nice over the stretch. You know, the Orioles have been able to find him some consistent playing time. And he's trying to kind of make a name for himself and prove that despite all those health issues and really missing a large chunk of the last few years, that he can still be a guy that they can count on.
When J.J. Hardy went to the disabled list, I think the hope was he would come back and kind of help the charge to maybe the wild card and help this team get over the top. Obviously, kind of went the other way while he was out. But having him back, how important is it for him to kind of finish September strong looking ahead to 2016?
Well, huge. And, you know, if you look at the Orioles record with J.J. Hardy starting versus him not, it kind of tells you how important it is for the Orioles to have him there. I know offensively he hasn't really had the year that he wanted, but he's just so, so important to them defensively, and just that quiet leadership that he brings to the clubhouse. And I think he's a guy who has been playing hurt for a while, similar to Adam Jones and a lot of other guys. A lot of nagging issues. Going on the disabled list, probably the best thing for him to do, even though he resisted it, didn't want to go. I think kind of healing up some of that stuff, it looks like, I know it's only been one game, but it looks like offensively, he seems to be taking a little bit better swing. So I think that he's a guy who wants to try and finish this season up strong. He knows his future is in Baltimore. He signed that extension last year, and he's chosen to stay here. And I think he's a little disappointed with how he was able to perform offensively. So I would imagine this winter, heading into spring training, kind of look at some conditioning issues, try and see if he can get stronger. And he's a guy who has had some injuries during his career. And if he can stay healthy, he's also capable of hitting 20 home runs for you. And he's done that before for the Orioles. So I think they're hoping he can revert back to be that guy in 2016.
The Orioles got some encouraging signs from Mike Wright returning Saturday. 3 runs over 4 innings of work, but compared to what he had done previously when starting, that was a big improvement. What do the Orioles want to see from him the rest of the way? And I guess, is he going to be a part of that rotation consistently here down the stretch?
Well, there's 2 camps. I mean, some people think that he's better off in the bullpen long-term in the major leagues, and then there are people in the organization who feel like he's going to be a major league starter. He certainly has the mindset. He has the fastball command, but there are things he needs to work on, secondary pitches, holding runners, the speed of the game. These are all things that he's going to have to get better at. And I think the Orioles have liked what they've seen from Mike Wright. He started the season off so wonderfully, and you've seen that time and time again from rookies. Then the league adjusts, and they can't adjust that. Mike Wright has done a real nice job lately of adjusting back and really kind of finding his step here, not letting things get too out of control. And again, he's played some really tough teams. I mean, he pitched on short rest in his last outing in Toronto. Not exactly an outing I think any rookie would be looking forward to, but he managed to hold his own. There's certainly some improvements there, and I think that they're going to go into next spring at least considering him for a rotation spot based on where they stand as a club. If he ends up being a better bullpen guy, if they have pitching depth to allow him to be that bullpen guy, so be it. But right now, it seems like they're going down that starter road. He's going to remain in the rotation through the end of the season as long as he stays healthy.
Buck Showalter kept Adam Jones out of the lineup on Tuesday after a little bang-up. Is that more precautionary? Do you expect him to be pretty much back in the lineup the rest of the way, or is there a little concern there?
Well, Buck said he was pretty confident today that after the off day tomorrow, he'll be back in the lineup on Friday. So I don't think there's any huge concern on the immediate front. I think if this team was in it and really trying for the postseason, it probably would have pushed have him in the lineup a little sooner, but because they're not, they feel like, let's rest up, let's get those nagging injuries taken care of, because you could tell a little bit on some of his throws and his wins, clearly a lot of discomfort, and 3 days isn't going to magically heal everything that's going on with Adam Jones, but I think it's going to make him mentally, hopefully physically, give him enough of a blow, get him through the rest of the season, because he's always been a guy who has just prided himself on being on that lineup every day. They're just trying to make sure that they don't push him to the point where he needs off-season shoulder surgery or something happens with his wrist. And they're trying to be smart here. He's a guy that's signed for 3 more years. I think he's going to try to play out the string here of what they have remaining. But if it becomes more of a nagging issue, it wouldn't surprise me if they shut him down, although they would have to do it probably against Adam Jones' will. He played in 160 games or more the past 3 seasons. He won't hit that this year, but it just shows you what a tough guy he's been.
Yeah, absolutely. One of the under-the-radar storylines on Tuesday night was Kevin Gausman for the Orioles facing Greg Bird, his former high school teammate, who, of course, is on the Yankees. Gausman struck him out twice in 2 at-bats, so clear bragging rights there. But I would think these are 2 guys that are going to probably face each other a lot in the coming years. Is that fair to say?
Yeah, I think so. It was pretty cool, actually. You know, they went to dinner the night before that, and Gausman said they were kind of having fun with some trash talk. Bird actually caught him in high school, so it makes it a little bit cooler, and they were kind of going back and forth, you know. Gausman was saying, I'm going to strike you out in every at-bat, which is what happened, and then Bird was kind of countering with, well, I'm going to home run off of you. So it's cool. There's not a lot of guys that you see in the big leagues, but grew up in Colorado and played high school baseball there. So, you know, that makes it cool. And then when you look at these two young guys who are friends and golf and say, just hearing from the Yankees and the other players how much they like playing with Bird, what a good guy he is. It's a cool little bond, and I agree they're going to see a lot of each other over the next few years as long as they both have good health. And it's a pretty neat storyline.
Yeah, two talented young players in the American League East. Well, this has been Orioles Extras on MLB.com. Brittany, we'll talk to you again next week.
MLB.TV Premium, the number one live streaming sports service, is celebrating 13 years. Watch every out-of-market regular season game live or on demand in true HD. Real-time highlights, live look-ins, pitch tracking widget, and more. MLB.TV Premium includes a free At-Bat 15 subscription. Watch live baseball on over 400 mobile and connected devices. Watch at home, in the office, or on the go. Every night, on every device. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Visit MLB.TV for details.